From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Podcast, Chase Parham, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning, talking a good bit of college basketball, a little bit of football as well, Ole Miss Reading for Alabama, 8 o'clock Saturday night in Tuscaloosa on the site from last night, an interview with Shea Patterson. Shea talked for a pretty good while, 5-6 minutes yesterday, about Alabama, the improvement since Cal, what happened against Cal, and more, so you can read that in its entirety at rebelgrove.com. Also video with Ole Miss defensive line coach Freddie Roach, who was a former Stafford, Alabama, also an All-SEC player with the Crimson Tide. So Freddie Roach video, Shea Patterson story up at rebelgrove.com, and more. Also this morning, Ole Miss receives a commitment from Anthony Higgs in basketball, so we'll discuss that a little bit as well. So that's all going on today. Jay Tate joining us, the head guru at AuburnSports.com. Jay with us for about a half hour talking everything from Auburn's basketball situation with the FBI, Auburn football, Columbia, Missouri, and then he and Neil reminisce about a departed coworker from years past. So that and more coming up on today's show on the Oxford Exxon Podcast. The Oxford Exxon Podcast, where you can, or the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford, where you can go and you can get your daiquiris, get your lunch specials, get your ribs, and you should have a plenty card. When you swipe that thing at the cash register or at the pump outside, you're automatically entered into a giveaway at any Craddock Oil location in Mississippi, where they're going to give away 4 LSU Ole Miss tickets, going to give away some VIP passes, going to give away some apparel, and more. So again, swipe that plenty card. If you need one, you can get it at plenty.com, PLENTI.com, and the Oxford Exxon. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No haggling. It's an easy car buying experience. You get a great deal, a great vehicle, great service after the sale. So you can make it really simple, or you can make it hard. It's fine. You can get your quote, shop it around, call all over the country, whatever makes you happy. In the end, let Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they've done for so many people who've listened to this podcast, and that's take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Tell Corey at the end of the deal, say, hey, Corey, I heard about the dealership on the podcast. You can mention this podcast. You can mention the Beer Garden. I'm taping one later this morning with Mike Dettillier. You can mention the Soft Verbal presented by Billy's Pecans. We're taping one of those tomorrow with Russell Johnson. And $500 off the bottom line just for doing that. Clark Ford and Amory, 662-257-1900.
We are taping this segment of the podcast at 8:48 a.m. So just heads up on that from a timing standpoint. At this moment, Rick Pitino has not been fired. At this moment, Tom Jurich has not been fired. And I have no idea what could happen in the next 3 minutes. So we will react live if something does. However, when you listen to this on your lunch break later and go, well, that makes no sense, it's 8:48, so that is where we are.
Central Daylight Time.
That is correct. Kind of a feel-good story here. ESPN's Tim McMahon reporting that Mavericks owner Mark Cuban let J.J. Barea use the team plane to get supplies to Puerto Rico and bring his mother and grandmother back to the States this week. Just heads up there. Humanitarian work going on with Mark Cuban.
Safe to say Mark Cuban's a good person, dude. Especially to the guys that play for him. J.J. Yeah. Barea has been a Maverick for a long time.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's been an interesting day the last 24 hours. Again, we were reacting as it was coming out yesterday. We'd already hit the button when it first started popping. It's been an interesting 24 hours from a media standpoint, especially because, for the most part, the college media, the college basketball media, they can't make up their minds. They can't decide whether they should completely condemn everybody involved for being the biggest cheaters in the history of the world, and they should shut down programs, and they should do all these things and whatnot. Or if they should do their version of defending the shield, because they realize that even though they wanted to use it as denial all this time, everyone's always cheated. This is the system that's been in place, so shock should have been nowhere near the tongue of any media person. And if they completely disparage the entire sport, they're affecting the thing that they hold so dear. So that balancing act, that balancing act, that limbo has been very, very entertaining for me the last 24 hours.
Yes. Some of the same people who were so critical of the Ole Miss deal. And again, I'm not saying Ole Miss didn't do anything for the 15 gazillionth time.
It's almost like we talk about that every day.
Ole Miss did do stuff. It was sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. Lazy. There's not much money in there, though. If you believe Leo Lewis, and I don't, there's not much money in there. But people would say, oh, man, Ole Miss, man, cut corners. They cut corners, Chase. They got boosters involved to help get players. That's how they got that linebacker core. That's how they got them. That's how they got those running backs over there. Booster involvement. Inducements. Inducements.
System.
Systemic inducements. That's how they got that running back core. You don't get Eugene Brasley without systemic inducements. What did Neil say during all that? Everybody cheats. Everybody cheats. Power five, group of five. If that's cheating, and it is, everybody cheats.
Delta State cheats.
Yes.
If that's cheating.
And by the rules, it is cheating.
It is, yes.
So if you're going to do the rule book thingy, then it's cheating.
Everybody cheats.
No, 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 I was told. I was told no, that does not happen everywhere. Yet yesterday, some of the same people. Oh, this isn't a big story. This isn't a big story, Chase. Everyone cheats. What?
We've always thought it, but now you know it. Okay.
We must. I'll give some of these guys credit, man. I'll give them credit. They will go to any length to protect the shield. The NCAA Amateur Shield. They will fight to the death. When those people have lunch with NCAA, Emily, it is an absolutely delightful time. Emily, would you like a tea? I believe I will have tea. Would you like tea? And they say, you are guarding the game. We are guarding the game, aren't we? You are, and you're doing a fabulous job. Their lunch with Emily is different than mine. Different conversation. They walk out of the restaurant arm in arm, whistling down the sidewalk, happily heading back to the Spartan confines of the NCAA.
Dumpsters out the window, I think I read.
Emily and I, when we leave lunch, the claws are sharpened. We're heading in different directions.
You're not
never to be seen again.
You're not going to the nice gourmet, like maybe outdoor cafe. Y'all were having y'all's conversation in like a dive bar at,
oh yeah, we're like
2 p.m.
Yeah, like someplace real smoky. The dishes
you've
aren't
getting like a couple of the early happy hours in.
Yeah, the dishes aren't clean.
Yeah, you want a whiskey or a whiskey?
Yeah, I think I'll have a whiskey. Thanks.
It's the place where you go because you ordered bottled beer. It's the only thing you order because it's the only safe thing that
it's
you
the
know
only thing that might be
has
clean.
Not been contaminated. Yeah. It's like, okay, do you have a Bud Light? Yeah. I know what I'm getting with the Bud Light. Yeah. We have a cocktail special. No, thank you.
Nah, that's good. Just give me a beer and a bottle and give me a napkin to wipe off the bottle.
My thoughts on this.
Okay.
Again, it's been a day-ish. And I haven't locked down on it as much as some people, probably as much as Neil, but I've read a good bit. I've read a lot of columns and different things over the last day or so. Came in this morning before we walked in the studio and told Neil, My thoughts are a little nuanced. I knew exactly how this had been happening in all ways, especially the Louisville part. Paying $100,000 for a player, yeah, no shit. Okay, moving on. funneled it through some shoe companies. I'm stunned. Really blown away here. It was the exact way that it happens. The exact way. So when it gets brought out to the forefront, I went ahead and skipped that first stage of grief that a lot of media people are having where they are doing the shock and awe.
Grief.
Because I'm going, well, okay, now where are we?
Grief.
I don't think it will. I hope it brings about some sort of transparency with the process because I'm kind of in the middle here. I'm not shocked. Neil was a little more frustrated and appalled just at the entire system. Whereas I don't see as many – I don't really see – like take the Louisville situation, for example. I don't really see a victim. The school knew what was going on. They were allowing it to happen, and you deal with whatever consequences of said thing happening. The player was getting paid in the only way that a college player can get paid. The coach was doing whatever it takes to essentially keep his job. And now, look, Rick Pitino is slimy as hell, and he should be fired today because it got outed, and that's the way the system works. Okay, fine. And just their sloppiness. You want to talk about sloppiness? I mean, they took Ole Miss's sloppiness and just put a bunch of, you know, just exponents on top of it. But it is the way it is. So how are we going to change that? That is the conversation. What are we going to do different? Because, and here's what I don't know. And Neil and I have talked about this. Hey, pay the players, pay the players, pay the players. Well, you're still not going to pay the dude from wherever that Louisville signed for $100,000 the same market value that he gets the $100,000 for. So there's always going to be a black market. There is. There's always going to be a black market for college athletics.
You let them do endorsements.
Well, yeah, you do that. But what you do by opening up a little bit is you tamper down the market. You limit the market to some extent. Because, look, that's all that's left here. I mean, somebody said it last night. It might have been John Solomon, who typically I don't agree with very often. But I did last night. He goes, what this should do is allowed us to treat college sports for what it is now, pro sports, and move on.
Wait, he said that yesterday?
I think so.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus Christo.
Let me find it.
Oh, God. Nauseating. Just nauseating. I'm telling you, man, from now on when I go into a press box, I'm wearing headphones and I'm taking like a book and a movie. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm just going to disappear. I like five people anymore that's left that I like.
Here's the exact quote. Ready?
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess.
Instead of the death penalty, let's finally stop the charade of amateurism and recognize college sports for what it is, pro sports. That's fair.
Yeah, but that was fair 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a revelation, is it?
No, it's like yesterday when Godfrey told the person they were just in denial. It allowed everybody to get the warm and fuzzies when they play One Shining Moment every year.
Oh, yes. So that at the end of the tournament, they can write.
We can go get Jim Nance's tie, and we can do the whole deal.
Oh, yes. And we can write about how the players stood on the floor, the nets around their necks, and watched arm in arm, One Shining Moment. Maybe heard Luther Vandross sing it this year. Shed a tear. Watch the credits. Let the confetti fall. Special. Of course, they've always gotten paid. Why do you think all the good kids go to Duke, Kansas? Kansas.
What is the – with Person, I get, Chuck Person. You'll hear Jay Tate talk about it a little more in a minute. He was taking money to steer kids basically against their knowledge of the deal to agents and shoe companies later on.
Yeah.
With Louisville, what is the actual crime?
They paid a player.
But that's not a crime. What is the crime? That's an NCAA penalty, but what's the crime?
I don't know.
That's where I keep coming back here is, I sent it to you yesterday. A guy from Bloomberg said, well, the FBI was asked yesterday, who's the victim? And they said the schools.
How?
Because they're the ones being defrauded in their minds because coaches are going rogue and do all these things and creating situations where players are potentially being named ineligible, but all these different things, and the school is the victim in all this. So that's my problem. There's really no victim. What is the crime that is being...
I don't know.
That's why I come back to, why is the federal government involved? I'm not saying they should or shouldn't be. I'm just having a hard time picking out what the crime is.
Maybe they're going to crack down on AAU. All the, I mean, there's all this money changing hands under the table.
So the IRS is the,
I mean, is the victim. I told you earlier, maybe the IRS is the victim.
Yeah. Now, so, okay, that's fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
If I write you a check for $100,000, you're going to pay taxes on that. Right? If I give you $100,000 in cash and you never claim it, and you just put it under your mattress and...
pay for groceries the rest of my life with it.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was no shock value for me yesterday at all. None. I don't... Of course this is what happens. This is what's always happened. People go, this is going to change college athletics. You know what? I don't think it's going to change anything. In fact, I wrote, nothing will change.
You think schools that were not named are going to carry on and go, ah, we were the lucky ones, moving on?
I think the schools that were named will go back to doing it. That's the way, that's how you do it. Come on, man. No kids are around the country going, man, I just want to go to Louisville. You know this. I know this. Let me let y'all in on a little dirty secret here about college football and college basketball recruiting. Most of the kids just want to play. Most of the kids, and I do mean most, the overwhelming majority.
Are you saying most of the 250, or are you saying most, period?
Most of the 250.
Okay. I'm just creating a...
Okay. Most of, let's do this. Let's say most of the rivals 250 in football.
Okay.
And most of the rivals 150 in basketball.
Okay.
Do not have a, quote, favorite team. Most of them did not grow up going with dad to State U. To the big game.
Well, even if they did, that's not anywhere near their top of their decision-making process.
But most of them didn't.
Yeah.
Most of them do not have ties to colleges. Strong ties. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah, we're good.
They don't care where they go. They're going to go to the place that's going to help get them to the league, whether that's the NFL or the NBA. They want to go to the place. Oh, I don't even want to know.
You don't.
they
I'll tell you on a break in a minute.
Yeah. They want to. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
They want to go to a place that's going to get them to the league. They want to go to a place that's going to get them early playing time. They want to go to a place that's going to, quote, develop them best. They don't really care. Come on, man. You're a kid, right? Pick a town. Pick a town somewhere. Paducah, Kentucky. You're a kid from Paducah, Kentucky. Most of them have never been to a college game before high school when all of a sudden they go on a couple of unofficial visits. So just follow me here.
I'm with you. Yeah.
They go spend a day at Kentucky. They spend a day at Tennessee. They spend a day at Louisville. They spend a day at North Carolina. And they spend a day at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Not much difference in those programs in the eyes of a kid from Paducah, Kentucky. Different colors.
All big, all nice.
Everybody's
don't really know
nice.
Anybody anyway.
Everybody's cool. One stadium's a little bigger than the other. Blah, blah, blah. You're telling me those kids, they all have people around them. Where does the decision come down to? What's best?
Now, the one thing here that we always come back to, though, take the kid from Louisville. Take whoever the number six player in the 2012 Rivals 250 was in football.
Okay.
I'm staying away from names.
Sure.
They're getting whatever it is they're getting at 60 different schools in the country.
Sure.
So once it comes down to that, it goes back to, okay, who's the coach? I like him. I got to figure out a school now on relationships.
Where's comfort level?
Yeah. The only time that it plays a factor is for the mid-level kid where, okay, this school is willing to care about me more than that kid from that.
Yeah, the high-level kids typically say, here's my price.
Yeah.
I heard Seth Greenberg say this on ESPN yesterday. You made fun of my little tweet. I was breathing too heavy to tweet the rest of it. But Seth Greenberg said, hey, let's not take the kids out of this. The kids are saying, hey, coach, it's going to take X. You know how many schools meet X? Going to take $50,000. About 10 schools go, we're in.
Of course.
And when I say the schools, I don't mean the head coach. Booster networks. Head coaches, at least the smart ones, have plausible deniability.
Is that why Patino gave the statement he did yesterday? He's going to try to play the plausible deniability game again today?
That's all he can do. Now, it's going to be really hard for him.
He's already done it once with strippers.
Yeah. She's a stripper. What's that song?
What are you doing?
That song where, my girl, she's a stripper. Something on the pole or something. I don't know. Anyway, it came across my head today.
Moving on.
I was up late last night. I don't know. It is what it is. None of it surprises me. I'm of the opinion that you can take, if it's important, and I don't know if it matters or not, frankly, I'm of the opinion that there's a couple of things you can do. One, you can provide stipends for players. The money's there.
That's not stopping this, though.
No.
That's not enough.
And secondly, like the kid that went to Louisville, the Brian, whatever his name is.
Yeah, whatever.
Brian something. Some car dealership's going to let the kid advertise, right? Hey, you ought to buy your car at Johnny Jones Ford in Louisville because the Louisville Cardinals buy their cars. The Louisville Cardinals drive Fords from Johnny Jones Ford in Louisville. You should too. And then here's the other catch on that. Johnny Jones at Johnny Jones Ford has to make that public. We pay the players $10,000 each to advertise our cars.
You're right.
It's professional. You have a problem with that?
None. No issue with that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of the national media types do. Oh, no, we can't go down that road. It's not you can't protect it. Yeah, you can. And if you catch people doing it under the table, you strip their eligibility.
We've said this before.
That's
this is
the end.
This is not a new conversation. Yeah, look, Shea Patterson's going to get a nice deal. Chad Kelly would have got a nice deal. You know what? Caitlin Lee get a deal too.
Sure. And a lot of people won't get deals. And that's life.
Yeah.
GQ hasn't come to me and said, hey, will you be on the cover? I mean, I'm a little offended, but that's life. They keep putting really good-looking guys on the cover. They haven't gotten to the fat, bald guys yet. It's life.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm totally serious. I mean, that's the real world.
That's where we are. We'll continue that conversation after talking with Jay Tate on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline. Before we get to Jay Tate's podcast, brought to you in part by Tyson Drugs. TysonDrugs.com, the all parent company of Right Way Meds and the creators of Sildenafil, the alternative, the cheaper alternative that's just as effective as the little blue pill. Instead of $50 or $60, you get it for 10. You can break it in quarters or half. You not like the entire pill at a time. Be ready in as little as 15 minutes. 662-252-2321. TysonDrugs.com. When you
take
call
the
them,
whole thing.
Just give them the doctor's number. They set the prescription up and they'll deliver it to you if you're not local. So Sildenafil. There with Tyson Drugs, TysonDrugs.com, 662-252-2321.
Podcast also brought to you by Gambrell & Associates. Gambrell & Associates have three attorneys, more than 60 years of combined experience, more than 45 years handling only bankruptcy and Social Security disability claims. Check out their website, msbnkr.com, or by searching for Robert Gambrell on superlawyers.com or avvo.com, superlawyers.com. Only selects the top 5% of lawyers in the state, so you know you're getting a good one in Robert Gambrell. Gambrell & Associates handle Social Security disability claims statewide and in Memphis. For more information, call the office in Hernando, 662 342-7700 or in Oxford, 662-281-8800. The podcast also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in Oxford more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market better than Harry. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. HarryAlexander.com. Send him an email, ha@HarryAlexander.com. Podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. Grenada Nissan, located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi, has a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy and the people there at Grenada Nissan that you heard about it on the podcast, and or at rebelgrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. Podcast also brought to you by 7 South Tailgating. 7 South, owned and operated by Kyle and Jordan Thornton. It's equipped with the largest staff in the Grove that can service any of your tailgating needs. October is around the corner. The Rebels heading back to Oxford at that point. Vanderbilt comes to town. LSU. Arkansas. A lot going on in the Grove. You want someone to set it up for you. And 7 South is the team to do it. If you tailgate with 7 South for just one season, you'll never tailgate without them again. The site, 7southtailgating.com, and you can reach them by cell, 662-321-1682.
Now, Jay Tate on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline.
All right, Jay, welcome into the big show. Good to have you with us. I'm sure that when you woke up yesterday on a Tuesday on the plains and there in Montgomery, you're heading over to Auburn, you got football to cover, I bet you never thought, you know what, I'm going to be hanging out at the federal courthouse waiting for Chuck Person. I'm going to guess that thought never crossed your brilliant mind.
No, it did not. And I don't think it crossed Chuck Person's mind either. I do want to say what up to my friends at Rebel Grove, though. Great message board y'all have there. I love stopping by and saying hello every now and then. So
yeah, you could run for mayor, I think. You probably have a higher approval rating than Neil.
Yeah.
that's not a big achievement.
No, it's not.
But I love hanging out over there. So great community you guys have fostered.
So take me through kind of your day when you – I'm assuming you heard this at the same time we all did. What happened?
Well, I mean, I freaked out. Yeah, so I freaked out. I had to try to figure out what was going on. I read the indictment. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, so he got arrested in Auburn early morning, like just exactly the way that you would think of in the movies where the Tahoe show up and you're like, what's going on? You know, one of those deals. So he ends up having to answer to the charges over here in Montgomery, which is about 45 miles away because this is where the closest U.S. District Courthouse is. So he shows up here and I'm like, sweet. I mean, I don't think he's going to give me an interview or anything, but I'm waiting on him. And then they usher him out the side door and he disappears and I never see him. So, you know, the governor, when he's indicted, he's got to walk out the front door. But when an assistant coach at Auburn's indicted, he gets to go out the side door. Kind of a bummer. So I spent the rest of my day just trying to get information about what was going on. And I honestly believe that this completely blindsided everybody at Auburn. And people lie to me all the time. You know what it's like, Neil, Chase,
sure.
Both you guys get
sure.
lied to. That's
sure.
just part of our life. But I don't think I was getting lied to very much yesterday. I think people honestly did not know this was coming. And the FBI, the DOJ guy in charge of the whole investigation up in New York, I mean, he was saying, we hadn't even talked to the NCA about this. This was a covert operation. And yesterday was when we started pinching folks.
What was the Auburn reaction if they didn't know it was coming, which I believe, I'm with you. I believe it completely. What was the reaction there? Because obviously this is – it's a basketball program where Bruce Pearl's in charge. They hired Bruce Pearl with the recruiting show calls at the time. He threw a barbecue that he wasn't supposed to throw and lied about it. I mean, college sports, man. it's all so stupid. Anyway, what did they say? What's the feeling there about whatever the hell this is?
I think they dropped a deuce is what they did. I mean, this was supposed to be the biggest Auburn basketball season in a generation. I mean, you were here covering it last time this happened when Auburn was going to be upper half of the league. I mean, that's yeah. an achievement at this point.
Yeah.
And so the team was looking good, and I think people were expecting kind of a, you know, like an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament. Auburn hadn't been to the tournament since
03. They went to the NCAA tournament the week after Caroline was born. You came and saw Caroline at the hospital.
I did. I can't believe that happened.
That's the last time that Auburn's been to the NCAA tournament.
Long time ago.
Yeah, she's a freshman in high school now. Yeah,
they finally have a team, and then this happens. And I think Auburn fans, I think your average Auburn supporter is just fatalistic anyway. Kind of like the England soccer fans where it's like they're just waiting for the shoe to drop. And so when this happens, they're like, I knew it was coming. Like not specifically this, but something to mess up, a monkey wrench, a fly in the ointment. They were all expecting it. And then it happens and they're like, here we go. And there's a phrase we like to use at AuburnSports.com, which is just Auburn being Auburn. They call it Jabba, J-A-B-A. And it was just Jabba. It was like such a Jabba moment. Like, here we go. Here we go.
So who are the players involved? Did you figure out both of them?
Yeah, we have deduced that player one was Austin Wiley, who is a very important player for them. He's USA basketball guy, 6'11" center. I mean, featured in a performer for them. And then the other one is Dangelo Purifoy, who's not as important as Austin Wiley, but he starts every game, and he's kind of like their de facto three. Not a great shooter, but better. He got better last year. I don't know. He's a pretty good player. So those two guys, I mean, if Chuck Person is to be believed, his wiretaps are to be believed, he gave money to their families. 11,000 to one and then 7,500, I think, to the other.
Gave it to them to do what?
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, normally in situations like this, you're enticing kids to come to Auburn or to stay at Auburn. Chuck Person was trying to get them to leave Auburn. So he was paying them for their promise to sign with this dummy player agent or financial group, whatever you want to say, when they leave for the draft. And they've got Chuck Person on wiretaps like saying, I'm going to get him into the draft as soon as possible. I'm going to advise him to get in the draft as soon as possible. He was trying to coax the kids out of Auburn, and he was paying them to get out of Auburn because that's how he was going to make more money, was to get them in the draft, get them signed with this fake player agent, and that's how he's going to line his pockets. I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of treasonous or seditious
to
Auburn.
And from a guy that is a legend there.
Absolutely. 100% legend. And, I mean, if you talk to Auburn folks in basketball, I mean, it's Barkley. And it's Chuck Person.
Yeah.
Those are the two guys.
Sure.
And it's to think about it that way is kind of a mind bender. But I know Chuck, and he's kind of a different dude. He's kind of an enterprising guy. I didn't think he was doing this, but money's very important to him. And I guess he just felt like he had to have his hands on more money.
When I spoke to you yesterday, you had not yet spoken to Bruce Pearl. I'm going to assume that you still haven't.
I have not, no. I'll talk to him in time.
What's this going to mean for him, if anything?
Yeah, that's the thing. So talking to folks in the AD, they honestly believe that Pearl didn't know about this. And the reason, I mean, I guess you can go totally black helicopters, but we had just set up an interview with Pearl maybe 2 days ago. And he was going to have some of the beat writers come hang out today was when it was supposed to happen. He would never in a million years have agreed to do that if he knew anything was going to be going down.
Well, that's true.
And so obviously it got canceled. Now, if you're totally into the black helicopters thing, you think, well, he would do that just to throw you off. But I don't. I mean, that's not how Pearl works.
Well, and he doesn't want those players to leave.
No, of course not.
I mean, those are his. But, I mean, and those guys are going to get suspended now, right? I mean, they're.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. My question was initially I thought they were going to be permanently, you know, the thing Enes Kanter got when he was at Kentucky. What do they call it, permanently disqualified or whatever?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe that's maybe that amount of money is small enough to where maybe if you pay it back, you could sit out 15, 20 games. I don't know. I don't know how the NCAA is going to look at that. But keep in mind that they don't like Bruce Pearl very much. They were a little triggered when he was hired by Auburn with the show cause in effect. So I don't think they're going to leave him alone. And this gives them carte blanche to come over here and do whatever they want to do and dig up whatever they want to dig up. And, you know, I have no reason to believe that Auburn is any dirtier than everybody else in the league. I mean, come on, dude. You can't be Pearly White. Nobody can, particularly in basketball.
Let me ask you an important question, and do not screw with me on this answer. I swear, don't.
Okay.
In your educated opinion, has any Auburn basketball coach allowed a player, a current player, on the roster today – to come spend the night on his couch. Don't screw with me, Tate. I swear I will beat your ass next 1 week from now.
I don't know where you're going with this. I really don't, man.
Okay, I'm just, well, just as long as you're not doing the crazy. Let me ask you one more question. Has any place in Auburn allowed a player in any sport to have a pizza? Perhaps free?
Surely not. No.
Okay.
There's no such thing as free pizza.
Thank God.
Unless you're a sports writer.
Thank God. Woo.
Dodge that bullet, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad that everybody at Auburn is compliant. the whole thing. Man, you've covered this stuff as long as I have. Literally almost to the year as long as I have. The whole system's a joke, right? I mean, what is this? In the end, what is the whole thing even about? I mean, yesterday there's all the indictments and the guy has the press conference and it's dramatic and everyone goes, oh, this is going to be the end of the system. And then when you stop and you think about it, you go, no, it's not. It's not going to do anything to the system. I mean, it is going to cost Rick Pitino his job, but I mean, do you actually believe the NCAA at the end of this is going to shut down Louisville basketball?
No. I don't.
I don't
and
either.
I think Pat Forty's crazy to suggest that that should happen. Because we know the death penalty doesn't work. All it does is it punishes the other teams in your league who didn't do anything wrong, presumably. So I don't think that's a reasonable thing. I mean, Pitino's going to lose his job, and they're going to have to clean it out. Louisville basketball is going to be a mess for a while. And I don't mind because I'm a Kentucky graduate, so I don't like Louisville. But I did cover Pitino, and I like him, so I don't know. Kind of torn on that. Plus, my parents are graduates. That's neither here nor there. There's issues at Louisville, and I think it's going to be something that people learn from, that part of it. But this Auburn part of it is a separate deal. I still don't totally understand how Chuck Person got collected, because everything else was kind of like in this one investigation. And then Chuck Person, I think they stumbled upon this, and they just kind of followed it to its natural conclusion, which ended in 6 charges against him. But he wasn't paying players to come to Auburn. Or they didn't find any evidence of that. That's what they weren't investigating that. They ended up coming across something totally unrelated, and they kind of threw it in together. Like, oh, and Chuck Person was paying players too. But it was a totally different deal. There was no shoe company involved. In fact, Auburn's not an Adidas school.
Yeah, so Auburn's Under Armour.
I think Chuck Person was just wrong place, wrong time. I mean, I'm not trying to mitigate what he did. I mean, I assume everything the FBI has charged him with is they've got that stuff on lock. You know, with the text messages and the video and stuff. But if you think about it, what he did, and it's bogus, he's going to be in trouble. But compared to orchestrating a $100,000 payment to a prospect to go to Louisville by coaches who are on tape saying, man, we got to be careful. We're already in trouble once. Like, oh, man, that's a different deal there.
But this happens everywhere, right? I mean, you're in agreement that the big-time programs are in tight with shoe companies. Shoe companies are in tight with AAU coaches. That this is all, and the kids get money too. It's all part of a system. It was funny to me yesterday. I won't name the guy, but one of the national writers who has been all over the Ole Miss case in football was suddenly, yeah, everyone cheats. It's like, well, no shit, everyone cheats. You should have known that all along. I mean, but in basketball, there's fewer numbers, so there's bigger dollars.
Yeah, people don't. I think your average sports fan doesn't understand the influence that shoe companies have in the basketball world, because down where we are, it's a football world, and they don't really play that game. Coaches generally don't obsess over a dude. They don't look at one player and say, boy, if we don't have him, we're toast, because there's so many football players. But in basketball, you get that one guy, and now you got something. And sure. I think they just fuss and fight over these singular players so much. And that's why I think basketball is such a mess compared to football.
Neil and I went on this yesterday for a little while. We haven't taped any other part of the podcast before we talked to you, so I don't know where we're going with today. How do you think the NCAA goes about this? Because I told him, I mean, if you're going to punish, let's say Louisville, as an example, taking one school, don't they still have to follow all their process and bull crap? So it's still going to be months before they actually issue a ruling and do anything, right? I mean, the school will preemptively suspend people, but the NCAA side of it, they're still going to follow their protocol.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, so are you suggesting that Louisville, like, I mean, they're just going to play on like normal without that kid, right?
That's my assumption.
We'll take a break from our interview with Jay Tate to tell you that the podcast is brought to you by Vitamin Hydration Therapy, 3010 Old Taylor Road, in front of the Faulkner Flats Apartments, next door to Lapel's Dry Cleaning. It's still the same IVs and shots as before, but they've added the cryosauna. It's great for removing inflammation, toxins. It speeds up recovery, burns calories, speeds up your metabolism, gets as cold as minus 220. Probably about as cold as Louisville basketball office is today. They also have the infrared sauna, removes toxins, detox. It's not a typical dry sauna. It doesn't get up to 200. It gets to 130 to 140, so you can stay in longer and enjoy your sauna experience. They've got smoothie bar, all natural foods, locally sourced. Same number as always, 638-3600. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. IVs and shots Friday through Sunday. Give them a call. Send them an email, info@vitamend.com. The podcast also sponsored by State Farm agent Romero Miller, the former Ole Miss star and longtime contributor to RebelGrove.com, can write insurance throughout the states of Mississippi and Tennessee. Contact Romero at RomeroMiller.com, on Facebook at Romero Miller State Farm, or by email at Romero@RomeroMiller.com. Romero Miller State Farm is located at 7164 Hacks Cross Road, Suite 119 in Olive Branch. The phone number is 662-893-1212. The podcast also brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. Currently, Ben Brown and his team are looking to hire part-time and full-time sales team members across Texas and the Southeast to join their team. They offer extensive training, support, and the best products and pricing in the industry. Whether you're looking to supplement your current income or find a better career opportunity, email Ben at benbrown@journeybizsolutions.com. They're looking for motivated individuals with some sales experience, a business degree, or people who are close to completing their business degree who have a passion to serve small business owners. They have an exceptional, uncapped commission structure and are an equal opportunity employer. Again, Ben Brown at journeybizsolutions.com. Now back to Jay Tate on the Oxford Exxon podcast.
Yeah.
Without any assistant that was involved, and without that kid.
Same Tom Jurich likely fired today, too, as we tape this at 8:20 in the morning.
Talk about a star falling.
Michael Eaves, person inside the Louisville Athletic Department, tells me there's an expectation that Pitino and likely Jurich will be fired today.
Mm, maybe Auburn can hire Jurich. Of course, Auburn has an AD, so.
Yeah, at least
for now.
I mean, not much gets Jay Jacobs. He hangs on, so. It's.
Yeah, brother, I'm hanging on. I may end up retiring in whatever it is, 20 years or something. I will never see anything like Jay Jacobs being able to hang on to his job as long as he has. I mean, there's nothing going well at Auburn right now, and he's fine. I mean, he just is. I don't know. And there's no, at some point you think they at Auburn would be scared that he would go somewhere else. Like, you know, if you have a good AD, you're like, oh God, I hope nobody comes to take him. I don't think Auburn worries about that very much.
No, I don't think that ever crosses anyone's mind.
I don't think Ole Miss has ever thought, you know, we might be upgrading if we get Jay Jacobs. I don't think that happens. I'm not even sure my alma mater, Transylvania University, would think that.
Anyway. You going to be covering a lot of softball next spring, or is that kind of star falling going on now?
No, they got themselves a new coach, Mickey Dean from James Madison, which sounds to the ear like James Madison, who cares? But JMU's good.
Okay.
They got in the College World Series 2 years ago, and they were challenging for it last year. He's
Did
good.
They do? Okay.
They got the main recruiter from Texas A&M, and he was doing really well. So I think Auburn can continue kind of moving forward.
I'm impressed. You're really well-versed in the softball world.
It is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, dude.
You're gonna
Ole Miss was a fun team to watch last year.
You know what? You're right. It was fun to cover. Games are over pretty quick. It's fast-paced. It wasn't.
Games are over very quickly. That's a good part of it.
Do you know the pitcher at Ole Miss's name? Because Neil can never remember it, and he's actually talked to her like 15 times.
Gosh, if I had to guess, I'd say Caitlin. Am I close?
That's right, Caitlin Lee.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like her a lot. She's fantastic to watch. Stuff-wise, I feel like she's kind of short, but
charismatic person. Yeah.
Very. And I like the coach. I mean, Ole Miss, man, they were a dump 2 or 3 years ago, but they're good now.
They had never scored a run in the SEC tournament, and then they won it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, they were making big progress.
Anyway.
Did you enjoy your trip to Como?
Well, it depends on what you mean by enjoy it. That stadium's a dump. It's like Vanderbilt with a deck. And the students don't even cheer their own players. Like, think about this. Okay, you're at Ole Miss, and I know the season's not going well and there's problems or whatever, but when they say, at quarterback, Shea Patterson, I mean, everybody's cheering, right? Like, yay, yeah. Shea, great job. Yeah. Do nothing in Missouri, not even the guy's parents. Nobody cheering for the players.
Well, it is Drew Locke. He kind of sucks.
He's okay, I guess. But nobody cheering. The student section, I'm telling you, at kickoff, there was an entire lower bowl section of the student section with not a soul in it. I've got photo proof. I promise you it happened.
Are we giving them a little break? They got beat 35-3 by Purdue the week before.
Yeah, well, you know, Purdue. It happens. Big Dog Robinson, man.
What's Auburn doing with Mississippi State this weekend? Who wins that game?
I think the Auburn Tigers are going to win that game because Auburn's defense is just as good as Georgia's, if not better. I mean, I think Georgia's is good. I just think Auburn's is really good, too. And then offensively, you know, you score 20 points, you feel like you've got them. I mean, with that defense.
Does Auburn's offense, is there enough potential there by the end of the season that they could beat a Georgia or beat an Alabama, or is that probably too tall of a hill to climb?
Well, it's been a while. It's been 4 years since they've beaten those guys.
I know.
It's unbelievable to think that an Auburn coach has gone that long without beating Alabama or Georgia. He's 0-6 in those last games. Yeah, I mean, there's reason to think so, but golly, you watch the play calling, dude, and I think even now it's getting a little bit better, but it's still just nonsensical sometimes. They've got this infatuation with running through A and B gaps, and they will not consider anything else. And they will launch Kerryon Johnson, who is kind of like their lanky, thinnish tailback. They'll just keep running him through these inside holes game after game after game. And it's just, I don't understand it. They average like 3 yards a carry. And they act like they're doing something, and I don't understand it. But the quarterback is playing better. Receivers are playing better. So there's reason to believe they'll be okay on offense.
What's the temperature over there if they go 9-3 and lose those two games?
I think some people would like to have mouths on fire, but as I was just writing on the site, dude, look, you got the NCAA and the FBI on campus fixing to investigate some stuff. You've got Jay Jacobs is on, I mean, I don't even know if shaky ground's the right word. He's like on a lily pad that's sinking, right? Are you then going to fire the football coach for going 9-3, or let's even say 8-4 and lose to Georgia and Alabama? Because at that point, the entire operation is like in free fall. I don't think they can. And if this hadn't happened with Chuck Person, I would have had a different opinion.
Really?
But based on what happened yesterday, I think Malzahn's the big winner in that whole fracas because I think they're not going to be able to fire him. Now, if he loses like 6 games, yes, but in the scenario that Chase described, I think he is safe now, and 2 days ago he wouldn't have been safe.
So Saturday's a big game for him. If they beat State, they're going no worse than 8-4.
I would think, yeah.
If they lose to State, well then
a lot of stuff comes.
A lot of stuff could factor in now.
But it's all over here, it's almost like they just want to see Auburn play Georgia and Alabama. Like they're just, I'm so tired. This is what they would tell you. I'm so tired of losing to Georgia and Alabama. I mean, please, for God's sake, beat somebody this year. Please. Well, I don't even think they care about State and Ole Miss as much.
He hasn't beaten them since the year that they had the crazy catch and the kick six, right?
That's right. And a lot of them were ugly, too. I mean, just getting boat raced.
I like message board opinions, and obviously we're getting plenty right now because Ole Miss is in the midst of a coaching search. Who does the bunker want as the next head coach? Who's the infatuation right now?
I mean, if Belichick's not available, they would probably settle for Chip Kelly or John Gruden, somebody like that.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, fallbacks.
Where's Bill Cowher these days?
Bill Cowher would be another one. That's the thing. I was just fussing with somebody on the board about this. I'm like, okay, if the AD's fired or about to be fired and the FBI's on campus and the NCAA's on campus looking at basketball, which coach is coming here? I mean, I'm scared. Give me your list.
With Nick Saban across the state, yeah. I mean,
yeah, that too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who you think you're going to get, bro. You're going to have to get somebody from the MAC and just pray to God. I mean, if it's Jeff Brohm, that'd be great. But pray to God this guy can turn out. I just feel like that's a worse gamble than Gus Malzahn.
Jeff Brohm has to feel so good right now. He's sitting over at Purdue. They love him. He's perfectly safe. And he's like, everybody wants me based off a couple of years.
Yeah. He's like the new Tom Herman.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for his agent.
Good, no doubt. Good for Mrs. Brohm. It's going to be a good Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish that I had that kind of a job, though. If I was Jeff Brohm, I would just leave my ass sitting in Purdue as long as I could, and I would gouge him. I'd make them pay me $3 or $4 million a year, and I would just coach at Purdue. I'm telling you, the guy at Iowa's got it all figured out.
I was just about to use that exact example. Kurt Ferentz, for a while, was the hot name. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted him. He just sort of stayed there at Iowa, which appears to be kind of a nice place. Sure. And he's making, what, three and a half, four a year?
$4.5 million
a year. And I think he'd probably have to go over to the Children's Hospital and kill kids to lose his gig. I mean,
I know. Right?
I don't think games matter.
He's got it made. He and Saban have it made. And the Kirk Ferentz path was a lot less arduous.
I'm assuming one of y'all have been there. How is West Lafayette, Indiana? I've never been.
It's very industrial. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the campus, and the campus is huge.
Okay.
Big buildings. Its campus is okay, but it's, all around it is industry. Like smokestacks and stuff. That's what I remember.
That's what I would expect.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I got a speeding ticket in West Lafayette.
Did you really?
So I'm a little bitter, yeah. It was a long time ago, but it's the last one I got.
I bought a pair of workout shorts there that I used for ages.
Well, the Purdue ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember these, dude. You went up there, what was that, like 02, 03?
Yeah, I remember Auburn played an NIT game
and
lost, and I was getting ready to head home, and John Cameron said, hey, Neil, Alabama won. Why don't you stay up there and cover Alabama?
John Cameron.
I'm like, John,
my goodness.
John, my stuff's in Indianapolis.
Well, go get it. Go get it.
You reached really deep into the forest on that one, buddy.
Yep. Mm. Deep into the park.
Into the depths of the park.
Hello, officer. How are you today?
This is my friend. Well, what do you mean, friend? He's 12 years old. No, they weren't 12. They weren't that young.
Officer,
18.
Could I? Whoa, what?
He was arrested. He was arrested in the park for soliciting,
really,
male prostitution from an undercover police officer.
Yeah,
where is he now?
Younger.
I think he is no longer with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that true?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I can't libel him then. I was not a fan of that guy. He's creepy, man.
He was creepy.
It was really creepy, and he wore those. Back in those days, I mean, this is in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, you don't flaunt your affiliation in the press box, but he would wear those, like, belts.
Jay!
And said, like, I know, Jay. Dude. I was like, you're the sponsor of the Mobile paper. What
he
are you
went
doing?
To Baton Rouge, parked in the media lot with his Alabama stuff on, and tailgated with the Alabama fight song playing on his car stereo.
No way.
Yes, he did. Oh, and he was like, what the hell? He got mad at me. We did picks every week. And I kept telling him, I'm the Auburn beat writer. I don't need to be picking Auburn games. It's too sensitive. But it made us pick all the SEC games. And so I just decided I would pick Alabama to win every game by the same score.
That he did? Yeah.
And no, just I picked the score. It was like 24-7.
Yeah.
I said Alabama's going to win every game 24-7. And so Auburn's playing at Tennessee, and Alabama's playing at Florida. It was the Sean Alexander game. Sean Alexander plays really well, and Alabama upsets Florida in overtime or something. And I was the only person on the press register staff who picked Alabama to win because I'd been picking them to win every game for like 3 or 4 weeks by the exact same score. And he goes, oh, that was a hell of a good pick. And I was like, oh, my God. He calls me the next week, like it's like on Wednesday, and he goes, hey, we got a problem. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, I heard you've been picking Alabama by the same score every week just to piss me off. And I said, John, it's been a month. We don't need to be picking games. I mean, if I pick Auburn to lose, Auburn people get mad. If I pick Auburn to win, I'm an Auburn homer. It's just not a good plan. And he just, he almost got fired for picking Alabama to win every week.
Mm.
That was
a weird
dude.
He had a belt that said Roll Tide on it.
Yeah.
And a buckle.
The big
like
buckle.
An Alabama buckle.
And on the back.
Oh, like the buckle one. Like,
he had the big buckle, and on the back, it was like burned into it, Roll Tide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like I could not believe it because at that time, a sports editor in the newspaper business, that was a big deal, man. That's a hard job to get.
He loved Tyler Watts.
Oh, well, who didn't?
Yeah, he
loved Ron Ingram. Ron Ingram, who was the high school guy at the Birmingham News. Oh, my God. I mean, he wrote so many stories about Tyler Watts being, you know, the most advanced prospect in Alabama high school history and stuff. I was like, man, this kid must be really good. He went over there. He's all right, I guess.
Yeah, I hate picking on Tyler because he was a really nice kid.
But Ron Ingram. Do you remember Ron Ingram?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's the SID basically for the AHSAA over here.
I was going to say, he's still around, right?
He's like a villain now. It's so weird. He was the nicest guy when he was at the Birmingham News.
How's he a villain?
He's just a bad guy. Like, he just raises hell with writers and acts like a jerk all the time. And it's like, what happened to you, dude?
Oh, that's weird.
At the time period we're talking about right now with John Cameron back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, Ron Ingram was like my favorite guy in the business. He saved my ass so many times by just telling me where places were and what was going on. He knew all the backstories. And now he's like the AHSAA SID, and he's just – he won't even give me credentials to games.
Really?
Yeah. I just like – I can't
believe
–
Because you're at a, quote, recruiting site, end quote?
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's other recruiting sites that get credentialed, but yeah. And then I took my daughter in there one day. I got so pissed off at him that I took my daughter in there one day. This is probably, she was probably eight. I mean, I'm not proud, but I am telling the story because I love the Rebel Growth. I took my daughter into the AHSA offices. I marched her right into Ron Ingram's office, and I pointed to him and I said, "Sweetie, this is the guy who's trying to take the food out of our mouth so we don't eat at night. He's the guy who's making it so your daddy can't do his job. What do you have to say to him?" And she was like, "You're a bad guy." Oh, dude, it felt so good to do it.
Oh, God.
They didn't even call security on me. It was great.
How old's Maddie now?
She's 15.
It doesn't appear that John Cameron has passed away. I'm just...
He's still with us?
No, I'm saying I think he passed away. I mean, I have a John Cameron obituary in Mobile that appears to be him, even though I'm not 100%.
Pretty sure that he's no longer with us.
Well, okay. You know, the last time Neil did that, he brought up a guy and goes, "Yeah, I think he passed away." And when I Google searched him, he was part of a murder suicide. And I said, "Well, yeah."
Isn't that not the most Neil thing to say?
He was former baseball coach at Louisiana Tech, and Neil's like, "I went to his baseball camp. He was a really good guy." And
then
when I look it up,
he
went into a nursing home, murdered his wife, and then turned the gun on himself.
Oh my God, Neil!
He was nice when I was a kid.
Don't compliment me ever, please. I'll be dead. Oh, man. All right, guys.
All right. Be good. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Later. As always, thanks to Jay for joining us on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline and here on the Oxford Exxon podcast that is brought to you also by Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape, full-service lawn maintenance landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding areas. No job too large or small for Master Cuts. Some of the services include landscape design, installation, landscape lighting, irrigation, and turf. They would do holiday lighting during the holiday season if you'd like that done for you. So get a free quote, 662-607-7773, mastercutslawn.com. And you sign an annual contract, first cut on them when you mention the podcast.
Podcast also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air has been serving Oxford and the surrounding area for the past 26 years. I've used Comer for AC repair, and you can take my word for it, their attention to detail, their customer service, and their work is second to none. Comer's an American Standard dealer, but they work on any maker model, residential or commercial. Customers get same-day service, free estimates on new units, and preventative maintenance contracts. Visit their website, comerheatingandair.com, or check out their Facebook page. Mention you heard about them on the podcast. You get $20 off. Contact Eric at 662-934-3846 or Shane at 662-832-8749. The podcast also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB is offering one-year CDs at 1.75% annual percentage yield, three-year triple option CDs paying 2.01% APY. With that three-year term, customers can deposit once during the term, withdraw once during the term, and or bump the rate if OUB's three-year rate rises. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
Podcast also brought to you by Community Mortgage, located in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're going to local underwriting and understand your market. Huge deal there. Also, the leader in condo financing in Oxford. So ask Jason about the float down option. It allows you to lock in the current rate, but if rates get down for you close, you get the lower rate. Neil uses him. I have as well, and you should too. 662-234-2704. JLOWE at communitymtg.com. A couple different things on the Twitter machine this morning. EJ Montgomery, a 5-star power forward committed to Auburn, has decommitted. I'm stunned. And payment might have got lost somewhere in translation moving forward. Just a hunch now with the FBI on campus.
Yeah.
Also, Tom Jurich walked into the U of L administration building this morning alone. Exited in 5 minutes without comment. So whatever happened took less than 5 minutes before he
left. Maybe he turned in his resignation.
Just handed something on the desk and walked out.
Maybe. Crazy question.
Okay.
Does this change anything for Dan O'Donnell?
My gut says no. He's already got a contract that I believe is a 10-year deal. He's not going to stop getting paid.
Well, no, I know that.
I don't think it hurts him from a recruiting standpoint or an image of the school standpoint. I don't think.
Okay, I got to disagree with you there.
For a baseball player?
Just the image of that school in general athletically has been hindered by this. Strippers and now the FBI. Whether you think the FBI should or should not be involved,
yeah.
The FBI is involved. The FBI is going to haul away one of their coaches. Their legendary coach is going to be defamed.
Well, let's do it this way. Carson's 16. Dan McDonald comes in. You know Dan as well as you can be a parent. Are you ruling out the school because of it?
No. Oh, absolutely not. Now, am I, in comparison to other schools, am I looking at Louisville and saying, is your degree going to be a little tainted? Is your experience going to be a little different? Is there a little stink on the program as a whole? Not the baseball program.
No, I understand.
The athletics program. And I know about Dan's contract, but Dan can get that contract other places. And before people go, oh, McCready is intimating that Dan O'Donnell's going to come to Ole Miss
McDonald,
whatever. Sorry, Dan. I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe the guy that was going to be at Louisville for 10 years, now the next time Florida comes open, he listens.
This time Texas is more appealing.
This time he goes, you know what? Because Tom Jurich isn't going to be there anymore.
And Tom Jurich has been the guy that just tells Dan, whatever you want. I'm winning at this sport. A sport that loses money, a sport they don't really even charge attendance for, a sport that – frankly, they've had to make and beg Louisville fans to care.
And now, they're not going to be swimming in the cash that they've been swimming in. They're not going to the NCAA tournament for a while. Going to have to get out of the player buying business for a little while, too. Good luck getting the 5-star elite AAU superstar for free. Good luck. Have fun.
See where the Courier Journal had to put a correction in the paper yesterday. Correct, and it said we've updated this story to reflect the correct restaurant that Rick Pitino and Karen whatever had an affair at.
No,
it's a great correction in the paper.
It's
yesterday.
Great.
Well, one thing we've done, we've kind of stumbled, and not stumbled. We've put basketball and football together. Basketball much more systemic in their way recruiting works. Football is a lot more about the uncle and the handler and all kind of stuff. It does not operate the exact same way that basketball does. So I just feel like we need to make that distinction real quick as we're putting both sports together interchangeably. The end result is the end result, but system wise, much much different for those two sports. Shoe companies aren't directing football recruits to this point. Oh, Anthony Higgs. What's Ole Miss getting? Tell me about him.
They're getting a forward, some size, a guy who was had offers from Colorado, Xavier, UMass, Kansas State, Cincy. It's kind of a stretch four, which is cliche at this point. really athletic, great rebounder, developing range as a shooter. They're having a really good recruiting year. They're generally getting everyone they've sought.
Lomax still the big fish out there.
Lomax is still out there. Wichita State's a major player. We'll see. His visit went well. I know Andy was out recruiting yesterday. I don't know where. I don't know who. I just know he was out recruiting. It's funny. There's a lot of assumption among people that Andy Kennedy's gone at the end of this year one way or the other. I'll simply say he's not recruiting like a guy who's gone at the end of this year one way or the other.
He's not being lazy, for sure.
No, he's never been lazy.
No.
I mean, that's one of the things about – Andy Kennedy's one of the most competitive people I've ever met. He's one of the most driven, competitive people I've ever met. I assure you that if it were up to Andy Kennedy, they'd be in the NCAA tournament every year. There's no lack of effort. You're getting your money's worth. He's not phoning it in. That's not part of his DNA.
Who ran point on Higgs, assistant wise?
Todd, I think.
He's had a good class thing because he was on two of the early ones too.
Todd's a good recruiter. It's a good staff. It really is. And Andy's an elite recruiter as a closer. And I'm trying to do this where I'm not. Just say you didn't see Ole Miss named yesterday. Ole Miss is probably not worried about the FBI knocking on the front door.
Say out of the 334 schools or how many ever in Division I, Andy probably had one of the better nights of sleep of most of them last night.
Yeah, of the 60-whatever Power 5 schools, he probably didn't lose any sleep on that.
Some other ones around that.
Oh, God. A few I can think of off the top of my head that I'm guessing that yesterday.
Well, a couple schools went ahead and put some people on retainer, I think, just on the off chance some things start getting popped today.
A few people around some Power 5 schools in the ACC and the Big Ten and the SEC.
In the SEC?
SEC. You know.
Think so in the SEC?
You know, we all humans, we have a few things in common.
Okay.
I'm assuming that we all fit this category. We all at some point, you know, we have to relieve ourselves. I'm guessing that some of the people in the SEC might have had to have some help. Things might be a little tight back there.
Think so?
Yeah.
Just a hunch.
Not trying to be graphic or gross, just keeping it kind of real. I bet you that it was pretty tight.
We'll see what's next. Something certainly will be. Always is. Patino has told his staff now that he expects to lose his job. What's next for him?
Done.
Forever done?
Done.
Doesn't resurface anywhere?
Chase.
Godfrey says they're just cleaning complete house today, Louisville.
He would know.
Again, 9:24 at this moment.
Hey, Dan's gone. Dan's going to leave.
Do you?
That's my prediction.
How long?
He'll coach this season.
That's it?
Yep. He leaves Louisville and goes to a place where it's just more stable.
What if Mike retires at the end of the year?
Well, suddenly it would be in play.
I'm messing.
I mean, Mike's not retiring at the end of the year.
I'm just messing around. But
before anybody thinks that I'm saying this about Ole Miss, I'm not. I don't think Mike Bianco should be replaced. I think Mike's done a great job. So don't start in on that crap with me. Not you, just in general. Yeah. Don't start. I think for Louisville, this is damning. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say that I said this about the Ole Miss State thing the other day. This applies to Louisville more than it ever would apply to Ole Miss and State. Now is not the time for your program to be in chaos. Now is not the time.
Looks like Louisville, I mean, the ACC looks up at Louisville and goes, okay, you've done really well in a lot of smaller sports, including baseball. In the two major sports, you've been a complete and utter pain in our ass lately.
Yeah, and you're just Louisville.
You got a Heisman Trophy, okay, fine.
What if Notre Dame called today and said, hey, we're ready to join as a full-time member as long as they're out?
Can somebody get me that contract that Louisville signed? I need to look at it real quick.
Well, you know it's been violated.
Probably.
So. Notre Dame says, we're ready.
Yeah.
We've been thinking, you know, our big rivalry with North Carolina, it would be cool. It would.
We played Duke in some NCAA tournaments at times.
Yeah, Notre Dame-Duke, it does have some appeal. I mean, Notre Dame and Duke basketball. You watching? Yeah, sure, why not?
Football, we can play Florida State. It'd be all right.
Notre Dame-Florida State, could that be a football rivalry? I think it could. Notre Dame-Miami, could that be a football rivalry? Well, I think it could. But here's the deal. Louisville's got to be out. We can't associate with that riffraff. Tell you what, you're the guy at ACC headquarters. Make that happen. Y'all think I'm – before people think I'm being hyperbolic, I'm not.
You pick up line three and you call the American Athletic Conference. You go, the Louisville Cardinals, they interest you?
Y'all interested?
$160 million athletic budget. You interested in that in your conference?
Well, it was $160 million.
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't know.
What is it going to be now?
Don't know. But, I mean, they were one of the top 10, 15 highest budgets in the country.
Man, he has wrecked that.
Tons of money coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he has wrecked that basketball.
Tom Jurich from a legacy – you know, Patino's always been seen as shady and weird and whatever.
Yeah.
Jurich is the guy who, even 3-4 years ago, king of the AD mountain. You had Foley, Jurich, and Castiglione. That was it.
Well, what I think is important to note as we finish up today
yeah.
is that when Louisville got hit by the NCAA for the stripper gate,
mm-hmm.
they went 6 weeks without committing what appears to be major violations. 6 weeks! It's a long time. Before a coach was in a hotel room going, hey, look, got to be careful of how we do this because we're already in trouble. I know you've never looked at us, you've never really considered us, but here's the thing. You can get a great education at Louisville, son.
We play in the Yum Center.
Yum.
Close here. Congrats to Braden Thornberry. He won his debut yesterday for the season.
What a shot.
The junior Ole Miss golfer won the Shoal Creek Invitational or Intercollegiate or whatever the crap it was called yesterday.
Turns out he's good at golf.
Yeah, he's hosted by UAB. There were two other Walker Cuppers in the field, Paul McBride and Will Zalatoris. He bested those. He birdied 17 and 18 in his final round to win by one, beating McBride, who had a bogey coming home. So, 9-under, including a second-day 66 for Mr. Thornberry. I'm assuming that he will at least retain his status as number 3 amateur in the world at the moment. So,
turns out he's good.
There's a lot of amateur golfers in the world. Number 3 is quite good.
Turns out it wasn't a fluke.
Probably not a fluke. He's won 8 times now in his career, just starting his junior season, which breaks the Ole Miss school record for tournament wins.
So he probably finishes this season and then goes pro. Is that what you're thinking?
My guess. I mean, he's got to improve in some different ways. Probably mentally, just the grind of the
Sure.
He played so well at FedEx, and look, that was legitimate. Tied for 4th in any PGA event is a hell of an accomplishment. Not taking that away from him whatsoever.
Sure.
It's his home course. Knew it so well. You know, he needs some more experience playing some other places. Yeah. He's gonna get to play in the RSM Classic this fall because he qualified for it by winning the Jones Cup last year. Probably get some other invitations for different sponsor invite things. So see how it goes. Get acclimated, because what you don't want to do, you've got to max out, A, your endorsement dollars as soon as you sign. Got to get a contract here that's going to pay us enough to survive till we figure this golf thing out on that level. And then you've got to figure out, okay, what's the schedule setting up where I have the best chance to get my card and not have to do the web.com thing. Even if you do, if that's okay. The web.com, you can make plenty of money. Makes a lot of ways to get back. Jonathan Randolph now has done that twice. However, you get so many starts to achieve the amount of money that the 125 guy did the year before. And if you do that, you get your card automatically for the rest of the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So figure out where on the schedule that would make the most sense to try to pull that off. That's what he's got to figure out. He's got to get a little better at some different things. I mean, his short game is fantastic. He putts well. He hits the ball in the fairway. But he's a guy that doesn't hit the ball a long way. So he can't ever lose those other parts of his game. So they've got to stay locked in. But he's well on his way. I think he's got a shot to make a living at the sport one day if everything goes well.
Appears that way.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's the top college golfer in the country for a reason, and that's where it is. So, anyway, all right, back tomorrow. Thanks to Jay Tate. We'll talk to somebody tomorrow. Then we'll have Ryan Brown again on Friday, as we do every Friday. So, check rebelgrove.com. Talk to you tomorrow.